Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter number 15. And we're going a wild goose chase here in this chapter for a few minutes. You read with me and we'll see what the Lord would say to us. I want us to look in verse number 3 and 4, and then we'll move on as the Holy Ghost leads and allows us to this evening. Amen. It's good to be saved tonight. It's good to be in the Lord's house. And I praise the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 3. The Bible said, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Look with me in verse 8, if you will, this evening. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. Verse 11, the Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. Verse 12, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. He divided unto them his living. Now we see here this one parable in three parts. I like to look at it like this, amen. A porterhouse cut up into three bites, amen. And listen to me this evening. This is one parable according to verse 3. And he spake this parable. We see that as singular. Amen. He spake this parable unto them, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees were upset and began to murmur in their hearts because Jesus was eating with the sinners. And you know what, friend? The scribes and the Pharisees always oppose the work of the Lord. And they're still doing it today, just to be honest with you. Can I get an amen right there? But we see here Jesus begin to teach those that were around him with this parable. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And I love the parables that the Lord Jesus Christ taught. The good thing about preaching a parable is somewhat like painting a picture, amen. You can put a happy little tree here and you can put a happy little tree there, amen. And it makes for some pretty good preaching, amen. And y'all pray for me tonight, I need the Lord. The Lord taught this parable to those Pharisees and scribes, and he began to talk to them about three things. He began to talk to them about a lost sheep and a lost silver and a lost son. This parable is all one story of three parts, but still one. Setting forth God, Father, and Son, the Holy Ghost, active in grace to seek and to save that which was lost. To mark the thread upon which the golden beads are strung, of two strands, lost and found. I want you to look with me this evening, if you will, at the lost sheep. In this chapter, God, the Lord Jesus, teaches a great parable in three parts. The inspiration of this lesson was brought on by the slanderous criticism of Christ, by the religious leaders who were upset that sinners were received by Christ. We see that in verse 1 of this chapter. Christ taught this parable, amen, in three different parts. In verses 4 through 7, we see the lost sheep. In verses 8 through 10, we see the lost silver. In verses 11 through verse 32, we see the lost son. Now, I want to take just a few minutes this evening and look at each part of this parable with the help of God. We see the lost sheep being the first part of this parable. In verse number 4, the Bible says, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. We see the rambling of the sheep. The problem with the sheep was that it was lost. Amen. Matthew 18:12 says that the sheep went astray. The word astray means to wander. It means to ramble. This describes the sinner. You'll see this on Facebook every once in a while. It'll say, not all that wander is lost. I want to say I halfway disagree with that. If you're wandering, amen, you're subject to be lost. Amen. You better stay where you need to be. Can I get an amen right there? But we see here that this sheep went astray. This sheep was lost. Isaiah 53:6 says that all we like sheep have gone astray. I began to think about this sheep and how that it went astray from the flock and was lost in the wilderness. We see the cause of the rambling. It could be that this sheep was injured. Amen. A lot of times when an animal would be wounded, it would go astray and look for a place of isolation. There's a lot of people tonight that have went astray because of hurt. Hurt is a motivator. Hurt will make you do things that you don't think you'd do. It might be that you was church hurt and somebody said something that hurt your feelings or you disagreed with. And there's a lot of people tonight that ain't in church. They've went astray because of an injury. It might be that God allowed someone that was dear to you in this life to be taken out. Amen. Maybe they died. Amen. And you got angry and bitter toward God. And that hurt has caused the sheep to go astray. Amen. It could be that sheep, amen, was injured. It could be, amen, that he got caught up in the crevice of a rock and turned his ankle. I don't know exactly why he went astray, but it could be a multitude of things. It could be injury. I wonder how many people tonight have went astray because of injury in the house of God. It could be entanglement. Could it be that this sheep got caught up in a thorn bush on the side of the cliff? Amen. Entanglement. There's a lot of people that is not in church tonight because they're caught up in the things of this world. Sin holds them captive and they cannot get away from the things that hold them and bind them. And they're tangled up in some things. I wonder if we could look at it from the perspective of this sheep. This sheep's caught up. Amen. He's entangled. It could be that he was injured or hurt. It could be that he just got distracted. Amen. I wonder if maybe this sheep was with the other 99 and the shepherd had a perfect flock of 100 and all of a sudden one of these sheep got distracted and was paying attention to the wayside instead of following the shepherd. Amen. The systematic things of this world is designed to distract you from the things of God. They don't have Tuesday night football. They have Sunday night football. They don't have a car race on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They have them on Sundays. Now, I'm not against those things as long as those things don't keep you away from the things of God. But I believe there's a whole lot of people tonight, amen, that should be in the house of God, but they're distracted by the things of this world. There's a lot of people with a good heart and a bad habit, and they're tangled up in the sins of this world. There's a lot of people that used to be in church on a Sunday, especially in Easter, but tonight they have no desire to be in the house of God because of something that somebody said that hurt them deep in their soul. It could be that this sheep went astray because he was injured. It could be he went astray because he was entangled. It could be that he was distracted. And I would say that there's a multitude of other reasons that the sheep could went astray. But I'll go on for the sake of time tonight. We see the cause of the rambling. But then we see the curse of the rambling. Being lost, the sheep was in serious trouble. The sheep was without. Amen. For the Bible says that the sheep had was lost. Amen. In verse number 4. What man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost? Amen. We see the sheep was lost. Not only was the sheep lost, but the sheep was losing valuable blessings at the same time. Simultaneously, this sheep is entangled in the wilderness while the other 99 sheep is grazing in green pastures. And there's a lot of people in this world, they're losing blessings because times are kicking off and they're caught in the things of this world and they're wasting good years of living on the things of sin. Amen. The lost sheep was without pasture. He was without peace. He was without protection. But while the other sheep was safe in the care of the shepherd, the sheep that we read of here is in contradiction. It is exactly the opposite of the sheep in Psalms 23. The sheep in Psalms 23, he knows who the shepherd is. Amen? And I got to thinking about that. That sheep was in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Can I get an amen right there? But the sheep in our scripture that we're preaching on tonight, he had went astray. He was lost. I see, amen. The sheep was without. Amen? He was out the blessings of God. He was lost. He was losing, amen, peace. He was losing pasture and protection. While those other sheep were grazing in green pastures, they were also under the watch care of the shepherd. Amen. They were also experiencing peace and tranquility, knowing that they didn't have nothing to worry about. I'm glad to be safe in the shepherd's arms tonight. Can I get an amen right there? So we see the sheep was wounded. Part of the word translated, that which was lost, is destroy. The lost sheep would suffer wounds and was at risk of utter destruction. Sin wounds, and sin puts the sinner in jeopardy of eternal hellfire. We see the sheep was wounded. Not only was the sheep wounded, but the sheep was worthless. Another part of the word, that which was lost, is to render useless. The lost sheep was not worth much. You ever remember when you was lost and undone without God? How you felt worthless? Hadn't you felt useless? You can't sell wool off a sheep you cannot shear. You can't butcher a sheep and sell its meat if you cannot find it. This sheep was worthless, friend. It was useless. You listen to me. While lost sheep may feel undeserving to be part of the flock, you ask me why they'd feel that way. The reason they would feel that way is because the sheep is lost and gone astray. That's why. I guarantee you, sitting under the sound of my voice tonight, there's some sheep that have gone astray. There's some sheep that is lost. But I've got good news for you, friend. There's a shepherd that's looking for you. And it is not no mistake that you're sitting in the house of God tonight. It is not no mistake that the good shepherd is speaking to your heart. I wonder what was the motives that would cause the shepherd to leave 99 and seek the one lost sheep. I believe it was the animosity of the sheep. For that shepherd had protected that sheep. He'd fought the wolves off of that sheep when it was just a lamb. But maybe it was that he had bottle fed that sheep, or sheared that sheep, or nurtured that sheep. But for some reason he had fell in love with that sheep. And the shepherd knew his sheep. He knew them personally. He knew how many rams he had. He knew how many ewes he had. And he knew how many lambs he had. And as he surveyed the flock, he noticed one was missing, and his heart was vexed to the point that he would say, I'm going to leave these 99 and go search for that one. Now listen to me. I'm not going to waste God's time tonight, but this sheep was lost in the wilderness. And we know outside the doors of this church, this world is full of lost people. Can I get an amen right there? This world is full of sinners that need to be saved by the grace of God. The lost sheep was not ignored but rescued. But sinner friend, God's not ignored you. He endeavors to rescue you out of your lost condition. We see the method in the seeking. The sheep is lost and the shepherd is his only hope. The mercy in the seeking. Think about this, good neighbor. Although it was the sheep's fault for its lost condition, yet the shepherd went after the lost sheep. I'm so glad, thank God. You may be now one that's gone astray, but we've got a shepherd in heaven that's a seeking your soul. The Savior seeks out lost sinners even though we don't deserve it. That's what you call mercy, friend. If I got what I deserved tonight, I'd be in a devil's hell with my back broke, but no hope of escape. But a merciful shepherd sought out a lost sheep and come to where I was out when I was lost and undone in the world and saved me by His grace. Amen. Amen. The security of the rescued. Amen. That sheep's given security. Amen. The power in the security. The security was in the power of He, the shepherd, not the sheep. Amen. Security and salvation is the work of the Savior, not the saved. Amen. The preeminence of the security. He layeth it on His shoulders. I want you to notice with me, when that shepherd found that sheep, it wasn't that he put a collar on its neck and walked it back into the fold. But I like to picture it like this. He got the front two legs in his left hand, whipped that thing's body around his shoulders, and grabbed the back two feet with his right hand. And here he is. What a picture of the cross. Hey, you hear me, good neighbor? It was a lost sheep that held him to the cross of Calvary. That lost sheep's name was Josh Jenkins. I'm so glad, thank God, that he'd leave the 99 and find the one. And we see, amen, when he found the sheep, there was rejoicing. Matter of fact, every time in this parable something is found, there's rejoicing, amen. And can I say tonight, if you'll be found, there'll be some rejoicing here tonight. You're among friends, not among enemies. Can I get an amen right there? And we want you to get on the glory bus to heaven. And, amen, go to heaven with us one day. So we see the lost sheep. He was rescued, and there was rejoicing. The Bible says this in verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. We see that sheep was lost. He is lost in the wilderness, which is a picture of the world. But then I want to look at the lost silver. In verse 8, the Bible says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. I want you to notice this evening. That lost silver, it was not lost because of its own actions, but because of the actions of someone else. There was a fall that taken place. She dropped the silver. Can I take you back to Genesis chapter number 3, when Adam and Eve messed everything up and condemned a whole human race? It was because of a fall in the garden that were lost this evening. This silver was lost, not because of his own actions, but because a woman dropped it, amen. And the fall was the reason that the coin was lost, the cause of the falling, amen. In verse number 9, the Bible says, amen, the Bible says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it. I want you to notice this, my friend. The cause of the falling. Amen. She lost grip. And I want you to know, when that coin fell, she still had 9, but she is missing one. Now I wonder what in the world would cause her to love that coin so much she'd clean the whole house until she found it. It wasn't like the sheep. The shepherd loved the sheep because he had nurtured that sheep, and he had fed that sheep, and he had sheared that sheep, and he had took care of that sheep. But I thought about that coin. What would cause it to be so precious? Maybe it's because it had sentimental value to her. Amen? Because, amen, the coin had no animosity, but it meant something to her. Can I tell you tonight, your soul means something to the Lord, and you're precious to Him. Just like this coin was precious to that lady, and you may be here lost tonight, but there's a good shepherd in heaven. There's a lady sweeping the house, and she's looking for your soul. I'm telling you, praise God. This coin was lost because of a fall, and because of the fall, it fell to the floor. Now, I don't know about you, but most of the time, a floor is a pretty dirty place. If I drop my food on the floor, I'm going to throw it in a trash can. Can I get an amen right there? Amen. Unless it's just me and the boys, and then we got the 5-second rule. don't act like that. Y'all know y'all have done that before. Amen. But usually the floor's a pretty dirty place. You know what I believe? It's a picture of us as Christians. Because of that fall, boy, we dirty, ain't we? Dirty, rotten, low-down sinners. Look, if that coin could talk, that coin would say something like this. I'm lost. That coin would say something like, unless somebody finds me, I'll never have hope. I'm in darkness. Somebody help me right there. If that coin could talk, it'd say something like this. I once was with the others, but now I'm all alone. Has anybody ever felt all alone and lonely and in outer darkness? I remember when I was lost and undone without God. Boy, I'm telling you, my world was dark. It was without form. It was void. It was absent of the Spirit of God. And can I say to you, amen, my only hope was that somebody else would find me in my lost condition. Amen. Amen. And I want you to notice this. It was lost. It was lost in darkness because the Bible says she lit a candle. Amen. And swept the house and seek diligently until she find it. Now, I want you to understand some things this evening. Amen. That coin was useless when it was lost. It had no value. Amen. If you're lost and undone without God tonight, Easter's a good day to get saved. I'm telling you, it's a good day to get saved. That coin become unclean. That's why she is a sweep in the house. Amen. Then she found the coin. The motivation for the finding, the Bible says she find it. I like that. Amen. The Bible says this in the latter part of verse 8. Till she find it. Ain't you glad for the long suffering of God? He kept a searching until he found me. I tried to get away from him. I tried to run from him. But he knew where I was at. Amen. And I'm glad he didn't quit until he found me. Amen. Now here's the thing about this coin. That sheep was lost in the wilderness. But that coin was lost in the house. And I wonder how many people tonight is lost in the house. I've been preaching this at my place, and in the last week, I've seen two church members get saved, a Sunday school teacher and a choir member. I'm telling you, I believe there's a lot of people that's going through the formalities of Christianity, but they do not know who God is. They've got a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I believe they'll show up when the church is having service. I believe they'll be there, but friend, they're holding on to a counterfeit. You hear me and hear me well. I know I'm going to heaven. It's nothing to gamble with. It's nothing to take a chance on. And I'm telling you, it'd break my heart to know that somebody would be lost in the house tonight and never be found. Because I'm telling you, friend, amen, the Holy Spirit is a searching for your soul. Amen. The candle was lit and the sweeping began. I'm telling you, I'm all for people getting saved. If you're here and you're a member of this church and you've never been saved, I tell you what I'd do. I'd junk my pride. I'd forget about everybody else's opinions. I'd run to Calvary. I'd be forgiven of my sins, saved by the grace of God. And I'd go to heaven one day when God called me home. The sheep was lost in the wilderness, but the silver was lost in the house. Amen. The silver was lost in the house. The reason it was lost, it was because of a fall. Amen. The compelling, she swept the house until she found it. And then we see this, we see the lost son. Amen. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but y'all know the story of the prodigal son. That prodigal son, boy, lived a wicked and a wasteful lifestyle. Amen. He had everything he needed at the father's house, but he allowed his eyes to get fixed on the far country. But I've got good news, friend. You may be here in the far country this evening, but you don't have to stay there. Just as the shepherd found the lost sheep, the one, just as the lady found the lost silver, amen, they was rejoicing both times. Matter of fact, the Bible says this in verse 10, likewise I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of the angels over God, over one sinner that repenteth. Man, I'd love to just dig in tonight and preach on the prodigal, but I'm going to tell you what, I'll give it to you real quick. He got his eyes on the far country. Rebellion swelled up in his soul. He got his inheritance before his daddy ever died. And he took it to a far country. Far away, far from the family, far from the love of God. And in that far country, he wasted his substance on riotous living. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And the man gave him a jog feeding hogs. And he would fain have filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat. And then there in that far country, he came to himself in want. And he thought about home. And he said, how many hired servants has my father? And bread enough to spare. You listen, he got hungry. Amen. He had lost everything. He was empty and he was void, and he got hungry. He wanted bread. That's all he wanted. But can I say, when he got back to the father's house, he is a eating ribeye, because they brought hither the fatted calf and killed it and said, let us eat and be merry. You may be in a far country tonight, but can I tell you, there's a father that's a spanning, amen, the horizon, and he's a looking for your soon return. Why don't you come home, friend? You remember the joy you used to have. You remember those sweet conversations that you used to have with Jesus. You remember that communion when you'd wake up in the morning and you'd have a talk with God and you'd open His Word and God have a talk with you. Can I get an amen right there? And you remember that sweet fellowship and how that y'all was all. He was the father and you's the son, or he was a father and you's the daughter and you's part of the family. Hey, you remember that. Well, let me tell you, friend, hey, the Father searches the horizon this evening, a looking and a waiting and a hoping for the return of some prodigal this evening. I promise you, friend, boy, I'd have myself a fit right here. I can just see that righteous Father clothed in His righteousness. I like to look at it like this. He was sitting there in his clean linens, sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair, looking out over the horizon and thinking, boy, my boy's been gone a long time. There's an empty chair at the table, and I miss my boy. I remember his sweet voice, but I ain't heard him in quite some time. I sure wish he'd come home. I ain't worried about a thing he'd done while he's out there. I just he'd come home. I miss him with all my heart. I miss our trips down to the farm. I miss our trips on the tractor. I miss our conversations around the table. And all of a sudden something catches a father's attention. And he stands up and he looks out a long dusty road. And he says, look at there. There's somebody coming. Wonder who that might be. Well, I know they coming to see me. They ain't nobody else around here. I know they coming here. Who is that? Boy, that looks like there ain't no way. That's my boy. And the Bible says he broke and run. And the righteous father fell on that dirty prodigal. Hey! And he kissed him. I'm telling you, praise God. I can just see that clean father taking on that dirty prodigal. What a picture, Calvary. That clean Lord who was without sin and knew no sin took on the sins of you and me. That clean father, that righteous father took on the mire, that hog lot, that far country as he embraced his son. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm glad he took every sin I'd ever commit and nailed him to the cross of Calvary. Thank God. Hey, you may be here tonight, and if you're in a far country, all you got to do is come home. That father didn't run him down. Oh, no, friend. He didn't say, where's everything at that it give you? Oh, no. Y'all know what he said. He said, bring hither a robe and put it on him. And get him a good pair of shoes. And put a ring on his hand. All that young boy wanted to be was a hired servant back at the father's house. But he was restored into the family ship. And I could preach all night. They say that ring had an insignia in it. And that insignia was pretty much an open line of credit. It had a mark of the Father in it, and he could buy and sell, and whatever it was he needed, he could show that ring, and it'd be put on the Father's account. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! I'm so glad that I'm enjoying the blessings of God on the Father's expense at Calvary. Jesus paid it all. Amen. We see the lost son, the lost silver, and the lost sheep. Or the lost sheep, the lost silver, and the lost son. I believe that lost sheep, and I'm just about done, is a picture of the lost man that knows not God. The Bible says he's lost. Amen. But I'm glad that the shepherd went and found him. Y'all remember when y'all was lost, and that old-fashioned, heart-penetrating conviction sought you out in your condition, showed you needed a Savior. Over here at the Pop and Mom's campground, just off of Prison Camp Road, I was a lost sheep. I was entangled in the affairs of this world. I was hurt. Oh, good neighbor. But I'm glad the good shepherd found me where I was at and saved me by his grace. Amen. I believe that's a picture of the lost man, the wilderness, amen, in the world. I believe there may be one lost in the house tonight. Maybe you sung the choir. Maybe the ladies' ensemble. Maybe, I don't know, honey, I ain't been around much. I've been a pastor in where God's put me. I don't really know a lot of people here, but I dare say this. He's still saving church members. I've got a few here that could testify the fact. Amen. Hey, amen. I'm glad he's still saving people in the house. Look here. You can be born in church and raised in church, but unless you've ever been saved by the grace of God, you'll not go to heaven. You can't ride mama's coattail and daddy's coattail into that celestial city. I echo the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he spoke to Nicodemus. Ye must be born again. You must be born again. You may be here, and you've been to the Father's house before. But for some reason, the devil painted a pretty picture of the far country. And you left everything you ever wanted and needed and found yourself in a long way away without hope and desperate for the relationship and the sweet communion that you one time had. All you've got to do, my friend, is come home. And I believe with all of my heart, amen, that God would restore that sweet communion. And that fellowship would be restored. And you'd be part of the family just like that prodigal was. Amen. I don't know what your condition is, but you do. And God does. Amen. Why don't you make things right with God tonight? God's give us this message on the lost sheep, the lost silver, and the lost son. Maybe something I've said tonight, the Holy Ghost has spoke to your heart. You'd do business with the Lord, preacher.